Coach Yourself to Win, 7 Steps to Breakthrough Performance on the Job and in Your Life. Author, Howard Gutman. We all set goals. We reach, we grasp, and then we fall back on old habits. It's not initiating change that is so challenging, though it's tough enough to do so. Rather, it's proceeding from intention to sustain behavior change. Permanently replacing deeply ingrained behaviors with new ones is one of the hardest challenges to overcome, but it can be done. People do succeed in changing their behavior, not just temporarily, but for the rest of their lives. Every day, people who once saw themselves as losers become winners. They go from being mad at themselves and embarrassed by their failures to possessing a new sense of self-esteem and real pride in their accomplishments, personal and professional goals. There is a pathway that is sure to lead to lasting behavior change, whether the change you seek is in the workplace or in your life space. If you know how to coach yourself to win, just remember the following. People can and do make and remake themselves. As tough as it is to change for good, it can be done. Just look around to discover ordinary people who have chosen to change their lives forever by overcoming serious challenges. Change begins with making choices. Change at a personal level involves a fundamental choice. You can choose how you behave. You can trigger a process of reflecting, imagining, willing, and ultimately acting. Self-coaching can help you achieve lasting behavior change. Attain the goals that are important to you. It has been found that the same process we use to transform executive performance can be applied to help us perform better in all aspects of our life. Self-coaching is an especially exciting and effective pathway to personal change because you ultimately become accountable for your success. There's nowhere to hide, no finger pointing. Self-coaching begins with thoughts. Yes, I can. Let's assume that you have made a leap of faith and believe that, yes, you can. Your next step is to set the stage for success. 5 stages of behavior change. Psychologists have identified 5 distinct stages through which people progress as they attempt to change their behavior. Their trans-theoretical model of change enumerates and explains the stages, which include 1. Pre-contemplation. In this stage, people are not thinking about or intending to change a problem behavior, or initiate a healthy one, in the near future, the next 6 months. 2. Contemplation. An individual enters the contemplation stage when he becomes aware of desire to change particular behavior within the next 6 months. In this stage, he weighs the pros and cons of changing their behavior. 3. Preparation. By the time individuals enter the preparation stage, the pros in favor of attempting to change a problem behavior outweigh the cons, and action is intended in the near future, the next 30 days. Preparers often have a plan of action, but they may not be entirely committed to their plan. 4. Action. The action stage marks the beginning of actual behavior change. If an individual has not sufficiently prepared for change and committed to a plan of action, relapse to the problem behavior is likely. 5. Maintenance. Individuals are said to be in the maintenance stage when they have successfully achieved the behavior change and maintained it for the last 6 months. While there is still a risk of relapse, it is much less at this point. Your degree of willingness to change your behavior depends on what stage you're in, and it would be a big mistake to start on this self-coaching program before you're ready. Select and commit to an intention. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle wrote long before there was a Wayne Dyer, or even a Sigmund Freud. Intention is a deliberate desire of things which are in our power to bring about. He viewed intention as unique. It is meant for action. Whether for good or evil, intentions have a way of focusing people, galvanizing their energy, and prompting them to take action. They are a force not only for large-scale social and political change, but for personal change as well. Identify your guide and circle of support. One of the musts that you surely need when it comes to self-coaching is a mentor, or guide, and a circle of support. People who are in your position to observe your progress and help you stay on track. Looking at the many ways in which your guide and circle of support will assist you, it's evident that they must be very special people. Ones who are willing to invest the time and energy to help you reach your intention. A guide should have the same qualities as a business mentor. Mapping your route. Planning is your bridge to the future. The following are 6 pillars upon which to build your plan. 1. Be intention focused. It goes without saying that your intention is the motherlode of your plan. Everything in your plan must be directed towards reaching it. 2. Be realistic. A plan that doesn't put your intention safely within your grasp should be scrapped. In fact, the first test of realism of your plan is a response to this question. Will this plan deliver me to my intention? Next ask, are the timelines in the plan realistic? What about the steps that I have laid out and the resources that I will need to accomplish them? 3. Avoid complexity. You can build plans that resemble pyramids and all the 7 wonders of the world. that comprise grandeur and intricacy. With all the accoutrements, such as Gantt charts and critical paths, or you can follow the KISS mode. Keep it simple, stupid. There's no need to get fancy, just get the job done. 4. Build in what-ifs. Franz Kafka, the great existentialist writer, once observed, in a fight between you and the world, back the world. His rather gloomy statement is a variation on Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong, will. While we don't advise brooding pessimism, it's best to go into planning with your eyes wide open, knowing that even the best laid plans have a way of going awry. 5. Set timelines. The fewer the whens, and the more the whenevers, the greater the likelihood of the never ever will be the outcome. Timelines for actions hold your feet to the fire. They impose discipline. Without them, your plans are likely to become pie in the sky. 6. Cover all the bases. Good planning, whether in business or in your personal life, involves using a systematic process. Such a process ensures that you cover all the bases. What are they? They involve identifying the sequence of steps and sub-steps necessary to implement your plan, setting a range of actions that must be in place, and then laying out the timeframes and responsibilities for moving ahead. Your journey ends and continues. Intention is not a one-off event, a graduation on which you complete some prescribed curriculum and move on. It's more dynamic. You must remain in your intention, always conscious of the progress you've made, and alert to potential breakdowns. At this moment, feel great pride that you have gotten there. You deserve to celebrate. You have held fast to your intention, and you wrote the script. And best of all, it's not a movie, it's the new you.